again?
You were married here in Seattle, I think, weren't you?
Hmm?
Weren't you married here in Seattle? When did you get married up there? I don't know.
In a couple.
Yeah.
There's nobody there I know anymore.
Were you born in a fog neck?
Mm-hmm.
When were you born there?
March the 23rd, 1919.
Who were your parents?
I guess my dad's dead. My mother's still living. She's in her late 50s. I guess she's 60.
Well, what are your mother and father's names?
Irene Loom. L-O-E. Tiger Case is where I was raised.
What is your father's name?
Hmm?
What was your father's name?
Loom, L-O-E. Pretty nice. Sure. No, I guess it is. Is there anything at Tiger Cake left?
Nothing much.
I was thinking the boathouse and the old barn. And all those buildings are made of logs. You know, if I think. I don't think they use any of them.
Is there too much noise on in the background?
Not too bad. So you didn't live right in the village. You had to go back and forth from where you lived to the village to...
Well, when I went to Great School, we summered on Tiger Cape.
Oh, the rest
I
of the...
I started at Great School. Let's see. 29. No. And we had to go put a shack up, you know, that little red shack we lived in? A room and a half.
Plenty of space.
Sure it was. But he grabbed on to the, it was supposed to be a kitchen. It didn't look like a kitchen to me. And we just stayed there in the winter. And I had to go to school. My brother wasn't ready. You'll have to wait 2 more years. But that was quite a place. Oh, I loved it there. And it's still there, part of it. Everything was built of logs. Hand hewn. There was the boathouse. What was that? Next to the boathouse, that place. It later was his carpenter shop.
The barn?
Huh?
The barn?
No. The barn was way up in the, where the fox pens were. The barn up there. I don't think there's anything. But the house, but the water's come up, the beach has come up to it. Taking the foundation and all those buildings were made, what do they call it, dovetailing? The log here and then the other one goes in between and they stuck out like that. Oh, I'm going to get so bad this summer.
Here? No, in a fog neck.
I didn't go to school there. Not grade school.
Oh.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Yeah, I went to the 7th grade. And then Pewetts were there, so I went to the high grade. 8th and 9th grade at the fair, and they took me. Eileen was teaching there too. And,
where was that? Where was that?
A fog net.
Oh, in a fog net.
Pewetts. And then they were through, their term was over in a fog net. And so, and I was through the 8th grade. What was I going to do? So they asked my parents if they would take me to Richmond. Eileen was from Richmond, originally. So I went downstate with her folks.
In Richmond?
Right on the edge of the Columbia River.
And who was the, what was the teacher's name? Eileen?
Eileen.
Eileen.
Correct. Are you from Abana?
No.
You?
I was raised in Seattle, so my family's from there.
Who are they?
Larsons.
Which Larson?
Nippy Larson.
Oh. Nippy?
Mm-hmm.
He's my age.
Yeah.
No good, but I didn't even remember his boyfriend. Oh. Long time ago.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Me?
Yes.
I had a brother. Oh, is he?
He died a long time ago.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Eddie Lou. Uh-huh. And who else? Yeah, I have another. Yeah, he was the only brother. And then there were some teachers there when I was in the eighth grade, and she was from Richmond, Washington. Well, I had already gone there. And when they left there, I went to Penn, to back to Richmond, finished high school.
And did you go back? Did you go back after high school?
Oh, I didn't see that. I lived with them. I was a little tomorrow. On a 14-acre farm. And I had never been on a farm. Well, I was running. I was a storm. I used to have a little stitches. Questions.
Do you remember where your house was in a fog neck? Was it, where was
Funny,
it?
I was thinking about it last night. Right by the lake. That red house.
Is it near the church?
No. No, no. It was by the Von Chili's store. By that lake.
Was that on the Rivermere?
Not quite. I don't think it was known as the Rivermere. After you got down by Sherry Greens, I think, isn't it? Or after you crossed the bridge down there.
I don't know where
it was. And there was where Burstoff's house was, but it was back where the bridge was. How old were you when you were there? You were about
16. We've had a lot of other people talk about their gardens and raising food, except that you have a garden.
Yes, your garden. And the fish that you catch this summer.
Did you have cows and chickens?
No, we didn't. Yeah, we had a few cows, but we had two or three cows in Tiger Cave. We never had any in the water. We had a few chickens, dog style.
But you...
But I cherish those days. There were some school teachers there when I was in the eighth grade, man and wife. And I was graduated from the eighth grade into high school, you know, high school around there. So she was from Richmond, Washington, Columbia River. So otherwise I would never have gone to school anymore. So they took me with them to Richmond. I went to high school in Richmond.
Did you have grandparents in the father?
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Uria.
Was about your mother's parents? How about your father's parents?
So I didn't know any of his relatives. Yeah, there was a cousin came, to tell you the truth. I don't know if they wrote about it, but we never got the article.
We've heard a lot of other people talk about the dances. Did you go to dances in Apartment?
Oh, I wouldn't miss one for love of money. I started when I was 5 years old. They couldn't leave me alone. So I thought he'd take me to the dance, and I danced with him once, and he'd take me home. That was still being held in Chichinau's Hall, I think.
It sounds like they had good music.
Oh, that Fog Night music was really something. They played till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you remember who played?
Boys, but I can't remember their names even. See, I left there in... When did I leave
there?
There were some school teachers there, and she was from Richland, Washington. So, and she was married to a fellow from South Carolina. So I stayed with them for a while. They didn't want my brain to melt away. That's what Dan said. And she was from Richland, Washington, by the Columbia River. So they had a little talk with my folks. And they thought it was wonderful. God only knows, I probably could. Eighth grade would have been all I had. And the school teacher, she was from Richland at that time. And they were right by the Columbia, right off the Columbia River. Yeah, that was a big good luck for me, I tell you. I finished high school there.
Where did you go after high school then?
Got married.
You got married?
My husband, his cousin, I think.
My uncle.
Huh?
My uncle.
Your uncle. Closer than that. And he was going to Washington State when I was in high school in Richmond. So we used to go back and forth.
What was his name?
Herman.
He was the youngest
boy.
Right. There were 14 of them all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I left up there, he was about 18. And he went to Washington State. Well, the teachers that were there, they were from Richland. Good setup.
What do you remember about the church in Apartment?
Oh, I loved it. I sang in the choir. For 3 or 4 years before I left there.
Do you remember who the priest was?
Schmaltz. Gerasim Schmaltz.
What do you remember about him?
He was strict. I was scared of him. All the kids were at that time. He saw you out after 7 o'clock at night. The most fight.
So you spoke Russian?
Hmm?
You spoke Russian?
Well, not fluently. Not too fluently. I sang in the church choir. I thought that was something. The teachers that were there, she was from Richland, Washington. They took me down there to Richland to go to high school. So I did. And graduated there. It was good years. And the man who's been my husband was going to Washington State. Shut up. He used to come down every weekend.
What do you remember about what people would do if they got sick or were injured?
They'd either be taken to Kennewick or Pasco or something.
I mean Anna Fognak, though.
So. Oh. His grandmother. She used to take care of people. They got sick. And they had babies.
And what was her name?
Huh?
What was her name?
Babushka Periskovia. Did you know? Were you from a farm now?
No, no, from. My mother was from Woody Island.
Oh? She was his girl. She is. I suppose she's gone now. She was over 100 years old.
Victoria?
She quit about the time I left them. The school teachers that were there that year, she was from Richland. She was that time. Nobody was a flag shape. That was the eighth grade, and that's all the school anybody had there. I was the only kid from that class. Well, anybody that got high school, they didn't have high school there anyway. Did they ever have a high school in Kodiak? And Cognac?
I don't know. I don't think there ever was.
I know Van taught me, tried to teach me. That's our reason. He went to his head. So I lived with him for 3 or 4 years.
Were Anola and Eunice von Schiele teachers while you were going to school?
They were teaching, but not didn't teach me.
So they were the
lower grade
school.
How many of them taught there? Suzanne, Imola? Did Suzanne teach there?
I don't know.
I'm sure she did.
And who is Suzanne?
His aunt.
What was her last name?
Howe. H-O-W-E.
Mm-hmm. That was her married
name. And where did they? Emma? Did they have a farm there or something?
No, they were over on the,
Wheel Island?
On Raspberry Island, on the west,
yes?
On the east tip of Raspberry, where they have the mill.
At
Tiger
Creek?
No, where they have the mill. No, on Raspberry Island.
On Raspberry, that's what I mean. Well, Tiger Creek's on Raspberry.
Well, yeah, but it's on the north side. They're on the east
tip. Oh. I woke up about 6 weeks ago. And I was dreaming I was in, trying to take the grass away from the boathouse. You know, around it and all the, everything was made of logs. Dovetail. Shed. Banya. The barn. Did I say the boathouse?
Did you have your own banya?
Uh-huh.
That was right over the creek, wasn't it?
Right by the creek, so we didn't have to tap water supply. Father might have been old, but like that he was lots of hair. And he used it. But people didn't believe it. All those buildings were made of logs. hand hewn dovetail.
I remember all that.
Yeah, I left there when I left. When are you here?
Lots later.
Hmm?
Lots later. It was lots of years later.
Oh, oh yeah. But when you left, we were there. Stayed a while.
Pregnant.
Dick, when were you born in a fog night?
36.
That was the year we were married.
Yeah.
June the 29th, we almost didn't make it. Well, it was a storm. And we went anyway. Oh, I was scared. Northeaster.
And weren't you married in Kodiak?
Huh?
Were you married in Kodiak?
Uh-huh.
That's right, because Mom, I was just about to be born when you got married.
1937.
Remember you told me about how Grandpa got so mad at my mother because she took off?
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't stay back, I tell you.
Yeah.
She was crying. I was crying. I looked over at her mom, yes. She wells right out of here.
And who were your parents, Dick?
My mother was Ellis Von Scheele, Wanzer. And my father was
Charlie. How long did you stay at Tiger Cape?
I don't remember ever staying at Tiger Cape.
What?
You told me that I had when
before?
I was real small.
Huh?
You told me I had been over there for some time when I was real small, but I don't remember that at all.
You were just a baby.
That's why I don't remember it.
Yeah. But I thought maybe, how long were they there?
I don't know.
Was your father from a fog man, or did he move there?
No, my father was from Germany. And he was, and my mother was one of the school teachers. All of my aunts and uncles, everyone in the family were school teachers. And,
she was the oldest
teacher.
And, she was the oldest.
My father. That was the start of that.
And I married a Von Scheele.
That's a pretty prominent name.
And the teachers that were there when I was in the 8th grade, I'll tell you, the good Lord looked on me. She was from Richmond, and she was married to an older fellow. He was from South Carolina. How they landed in, I guess they put in for school in a fog night, because he'd been around there. Eileen taught there too.
Now, what did you like best about a fog night?
Oh, don't tell me. I don't think there was a best. I got a husband out of there.
Uncle.
Huh?
Uncle.
Uncle, yeah. That's right. His father was his...
Your mother was Sherman's sister.
Yes.
Yeah, that was quite a time.
Were you there till you were 6 years old?
During when the war started, most of the kids and all the gals and everything like that pretty well got shipped out of town. My parents had just split up when I was 6 and she'd come home. And they got us away from the army. In fact, I guess the whole town, frankly, was sent someplace else because the army was moving in mass before the war started.
Had you started school yet?
No. I went to first grade in Seattle.
First grade in where?
Yeah. I came down here and moved in with for a month or two or something like that with one of my other aunts. Until we got our own place.
Did you ever go back for visits to a fog night?
Not really until I got out of the service.
But that was before the
tidal wave?
No, that
was after
the tidal wave. Again, I came back a year after the tidal wave.
Is the church still there?
No, it's gone.
What?
It's collapsed.
It collapsed?
Do you remember the graveyard by the church where some of the graves were located? Where were some of those?
They're right where the trees are towards the church house.
Isn't that where all the priests were up at the very top?
Hmm?
Isn't that where the priests were right up at the very top? By the trees?
Uh-huh.
And your family was where?
Who's that?
Yours.
Oh, we had a shack.
No, their graves.
Oh, if I remember where the priest's graves are.
No, where your people's graves are.
Oh, up on the hill there in the graveyard. But I don't know if that's washed away. It started to wash away the last time I've been up there. You could see the cost. The ones they could rescue and the weather was good, they dug them out and put them in that cemetery in Allentown. That's all. But my grandparents, my relatives were all up on top tree line. So they were moved to above me. And that's an island. Did you hear that? Well, Grandpa's people, they were right up on top there, I don't know. And my mother's people were up in that area, right up on top. But I wasn't there when my father died. Or my grandparents. My relatives had died yet. They're gone.
I've heard some people say that when they were kids that they were afraid to go by the cemetery at night.
Oh, they wouldn't go near it. A lot of the kids never went farther than the church. But the last time I was up there, everybody was talking about seeing coffins. So the storms would come in, take more and more away from the cemetery. But your people are way up on top, too. I think they're in the vicinity of where my grandparents are. I'd sure like to. When are you going north?
Oh, it'll be some time yet.
Can I just hit you right on
the... Well, I told you, you're going to have to climb in the fish with us.
Huh?
You're going to have to climb in the fish with us.
Oh, no, you just go. Do you stop in Kodiak? I bought passenger.
When was the last time you were up there?
Oh, I don't even remember when I was in the 8th grade. Graduated out of the 8th grade. And Tourette's were there. But I don't remember what year that was.
So you didn't go back?
Till 5 months? No, I never was back. Oh, yes, I was back once, but I couldn't stand it. I cried my eyes out. It was so sad. The cemetery is an island. The road was in the back of it from when I was going to Allentown.
So you didn't live in Allentown. You lived on the other side? Or did you live in the middle?
It was aunt and uncle lived there. They had a store up there and they lived upstairs. It was connected with the rest of the town. But you kind of went around the cemetery. The water comes around there now. The cemetery is an island. Unless I got busy and did something about it. Sad, sad.
Well, can you think of any story you'd care to tell us? Anything I didn't ask you about?
Oh, ask me. And when I finished high school, no, grade school. No, when I finished kindergarten, there wasn't a kindergarten. I waited for the teachers to be promoted. So they took leave. And she was from Richland, Washington. And he was from... Did I forget? Anyhow, they were man and wife. And I was a good student. So I was through the eighth grade. And they thought it was just a crying shame that I would go to school. And she was from Richland. He was from South Carolina. Private. Kind of a... Did you know him?
No, I didn't.
He was real nervous. He was always running. I got through the eighth grade at Bob Mackin. And she was from Richland. So he got a job. They both got a job in Richland. And I was first year in high school there.
Well, thank you very much for sharing.
I hope you weren't recording then.
Dick, is there anything that you would care to add?
I don't remember very much when I was a kid up there at all. In fact, I don't remember.
They stayed where I was born. I was already
in Matola. Well, she used to talk about it a lot. That's why I kind of remember that time I was born, apparently. That she almost had to skip town because dad or grandfather wasn't going to let her go. But she did somehow. She was used to talk a lot about dances. Maybe she can get her going on that.
That's
who? You used to tell me about all the dances that they had in the Bogneck all the time.
2, 3, 4. All you have to do is have $12 and give them $12 to open the door. And you went around and picked up the orchestra. Dance from 8 to 1.
That was where?
At the old dance hall. Remember where that was? Chipton House. Just before you get to the Outer Town Bridge. Going to the cemetery.
Oh, okay. So the bridge you're talking about is in front of Mark Martin's house.
No, it's
house.
Right,
yeah.
Down on the ground. At the end of the lake.
Yeah.
I've heard that the Nekrasov family used to come over and play for dances. Do you remember them?
Who are you?
Do you remember their music?
Who are you? Tell me.
I'm Gordon.
Gordon who?
Gordon Fuller.
Oh, I wasn't here then. Gordon?
Fuller.
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 There were some teachers there named Fuller. The wife was, her maiden name was Fuller. She was there before they got married. He came along. Do you remember them?
No, I don't. We used to talk about the dances and we used to play at those all the time. And
who?
We used to talk about a lot about those dances and,
I don't know. There was never anything else in there that I know of. See, I left there in 1934, I think it was. Pilates were teaching. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Did you have to pay to go into the dances?
I don't know. Yeah, they did. I don't know how old you had to be. Or a parent had to go. I used to go when I was 9, 10 years old. My dad would dance with me and then take me home and put me to bed.
Did you play a musical instrument yourself?
Yes. No. I only played a record player. You played, didn't you?
No.
And before I was going to school, before I was old enough to go to school, they lived where I grew up. His father and mother, was it just Bernard? How old is he?
He's 10 years older than me.
10 years? And you were born living there?
I guess.
Yeah, she had a little baby. That's all I know. And every, there was, you landed in front of the boathouse, and then there was a barn, and then there was, we had an ever-flushing toilet, the first one in the area. Was that after you left?
I don't remember. I remember you talked a lot about that when we hooked that up there.
There was a windfall, a tree had stormed, tipped it over, and it, I won't say it threw dirt over it. They shoveled dirt and filled it in, dammed up the creek behind it first, and then it ran to the little creek that ran to an ever-flushing toilet. And the first one in the area that I ever known of. Did they have that bill?
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I've never heard of that before. An ever-flushing toilet.
Ever-flushing toilet. That people used to just, what in the world? What kind of a, what they say when you have a pipe dream or something? What kind of booze were they drinking? But that was something. Nobody had. It's funny nobody ever thought of that. Build an outhouse over where the tree fell down, the roof and all, and it opened up the creek. And that's about all I know about it.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you recording this?
Yes.
Oh, guess why didn't you tell me? My mother grew up in there.